We are reading in the Song of Solomon, and we continue to read tomorrow evening and Friday evening in the Will of the Lord in the Little Song. Now tonight we're reading, please, in chapter 5 again. This is a very full and a very detailed chapter, and we have been spending perhaps more time at this chapter than in any of the other chapters. So it looks as though we are in our ears, but there are some lovely things still in chapter 5. The Song, chapter 5, and we're looking particularly at this lovely description given of the bridegroom, of the beloved, by the bride, by the spouse. That, as we have seen, is in answer to a question in verse number 9, where the daughters of Jerusalem are asking her whether sincerely or whether indeed almost with a kind of impatience, they ask her, "What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us?" Then she embarks upon the description, and we read just some of it that we have read before, and then we shall conclude the reading, where I think we may conclude this evening with our meditation. So she says in verse 10, "My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl." Now the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Now I trust that we have been challenged, wondering just what exactly we might say if the daughters of Jerusalem had spoken to me. And if they had said to me, "What is thy beloved more than another beloved?" I wonder, would I have found just as many delightful things to say of Christ as the bride here has found? She has a great vocabulary. She has beautiful symbolic language, and we have been trying to interpret the symbolism. And then, of course, we have seen that she eventually sort of runs out of vocabulary. She can't find words anymore, and she will just speak of his loveliness in a general kind of way. But she does speak of him in great detail, and we have thought that perhaps this is a little bit like a priestly ministry, because you remember that those priests of old, they were very skillful men who had to place the offering. We think of the burnt offering, and they had to place it in its parts in order upon the altar. We remember how they arranged those different parts of the offering, and how eventually they all ascended in the holocaust of the burnt offering. They ascended as a sweet savour to God. I think that maybe the bride is engaged in a similar priestly work, if I may mix the metaphors. I think maybe that's what she's doing. And here she brings out the various beauties, the different parts, the different sights of her beloved. And she is placing them, as it were, before the daughters of Jerusalem. But she might well indeed be placing them in order upon the altar before God, because I'm sure that this must be delightful to his heart when his people do speak well of his son. Probably we shall never reach any higher ground than this, not even in eternity, than that we should be able to speak well of the Lord Jesus and converse not only with each other, but converse with the Father. You remember that John says, "Truly our fellowship is with the Father." And I think that what he means is that both we and the Father and with the Father, we have found delight in the Son. And to be able to converse, and when we think that we were just poor Gentiles, very, very far away, and to think that now we are actually on this holy ground, and the high privilege of being able to converse with the Father about his Son, this, I suppose, is higher ground than Judaism ever knew.
She speaks of it. I wonder what Sometimes, which is rather sad, but the It's in the hand of the Son, and it's in the hand of the Father. And you know this is exactly what we have. Got him a type of the same with the practice.